This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Yippee-yo, kaye, or whatever the hell it is. We are live today on this December 23rd, the day before Christmas Eve, and happy to be here. Although, as I was telling Damien, my plan was we're going to Scottsdale on Christmas Eve morning. At least that was the plan to do that. And so I was going to come in, do the show, have dinner tonight, and then get up early in the morning, take an early flight, be in Phoenix by, you know, probably about 10 o'clock in the morning, be at the kids' house in Scottsdale by noon at the latest and have lunch with them and then have Christmas Eve and everything was cool. And then, bam, climate change hit. And in the winter solstice, there's going to be a snowstorm in Denver. Holy cow. So I called United Airlines and changed the flight, and we're going to leave as soon as, well, not as soon as the program's over, but when the program's over, I'm going to boogie out of here and get out to Denver International Airport and jump on a plane, assuming that security doesn't give me a proctology examination, and try to get to Phoenix. So I've been off this week from my weekday program, and maybe I should take off more often, because it seems like when I take off, the world just goes to hell in a handbasket. And so there's so much to talk about today, and I'm not quite sure where to start, but I've decided we're going to talk about Chick-fil-A first. But before we do, here are the rules of engagement, because you got to know the rules of engagement. First and foremost, if you want to text the program, it's really easy. Send me a text anytime you want to. The number is 33103, 33103, and then you start your message with either Mike or Michael. So it's Michael, blah, 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 or Michael, blah, 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 blah. You can text me anything. You can tell me anything. Ask me anything. Send me a text message. So in fact, I've been reading text messages because even though I've been off this week, I still get text messages, and I find it fascinating. And again, I don't respond to all of them, but it gave me a lot of ideas about what to talk about today. So text messages are very important. The second thing is, go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. You go to that website, you'll find, obviously you find my bio, and then you'll find a podcast, my personal website, how to listen. So if you're looking for an affiliate when they play the program, when they might replay the program, the merch, the swag, all of that is at michaelsaysgohere.com, including you can listen live on that page and you can download a podcast. Here's the deal about the podcast. When you open your, in fact, I checked this, because somebody said, well, I can't get it to work. So I checked it out and it does work. If you open up, say, iTunes, you know, you're using Apple Podcasts. You type in The Situation with Michael Brown, The Situation with Michael Brown, and then you hit the search button, and it'll pop up, and there it is, and you subscribe to it. And I say that because all of the podcasts are under that title. That gets you the weekday program and the weekend program. So I beggeth of you to go subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. There's one last thing that I want to mention before we get to Chick-fil-A, because Chick-fil-A is you're probably going to be disappointed in what I have to say about Chick-fil-A, but I think Lindsey Graham is crazy. But speaking of food, this coming April, And I'm inviting everybody, including all my national audience. We're going to take a trip to Italy. We're going to have a gastronomical tour of the Amalfi Coast. If you've never been to the Amalfi Coast in Italy, it is one of the most beautiful coastlines in the world. The mountains drop right down to the edge. It's right there on the Mediterranean. It's a gorgeous area. I've been there a couple of times. Anyway, there's a 12-day trip, and we're calling it a gastronomical tour. It's not a cruise. We're going to go up and down the coast, staying in really great hotels. There are beautiful hotels on this coastline. And we're going to go where all of the locals eat and have some of the best Italian food that you can have anywhere. To find out about that tour and sign up for it, if you'd like to, go to this website, michaelbrowntour.com. Pretty easy, right? michaelbrowntour.com. Go check it out. I will tell you up front, it is amazingly reasonably priced, including airfare. It's only $52.67. That includes your airfare and 12 days and all the food you can eat. So we're going to go pig out. MichaelBrownTour.com. Go check it out. So this news hit yesterday, and I kind of get where Lindsey Graham's coming from, but I kind of disagree with him, too, because he didn't pay attention to the details. So there's been legislation. There's a New York State bill that would require Chick-fil-A to stay open on Sundays. Now, if that's all I told you about, here would be my response. My response would be, get the hell out of Chick-fil-A's business. If they want to take the Sabbath off and they want to recognize Sunday, and you know, and obviously been successful, only working 6 days a week. You ever been in a Chick-fil-A line? Oh, my goodness. To own a Chick-fil-A franchise, baby, just bankroll, roll in the money. But Lindsey Graham says in a tweet that this is war. Really? He said that if the New York legislation passes, that he's going to introduce a bill to withhold federal funding from any city or state that's requiring a Chick-fil-A to stay open on Sunday. I would agree with that if the bill does what he says it does. But the bill's a little more particular. So I think Lindsey's just trying to get, well, I know, shocker here, Lindsey's trying to get some attention. Actually, the best that I can tell is that the bill, introduced earlier this month, would require any restaurant that's on a state highway rest area to operate 7 days a week. Those are called concessions. So you're on the New Jersey Turnpike, and you want to bid to have, you know where they have the restaurants? You know, all these turnpikes, they have these little, you know, right there in the middle of the road, they have these rest stops. And there's usually a gas station, there's a restaurant, there might be a curio shop, there might be, I don't know, might be a whorehouse, who knows what's there. But those are called concessions. And if you own a Chick-fil-A, you have to bid to operate the Chick-fil-A in that service area. You are given a license by the state to operate. Now, you know how I feel about licenses. I think we require way too many licenses for way too many things. But stop and think about, are we going to stop traffic on Sundays? Any filling station, any gas station that wants to make money is going to be open 7 days a week. There will be people, in fact, what's coming up tomorrow? I don't know what day you're listening to this, but right now I'm talking on Saturday, the 23rd of December. Tomorrow's Christmas Eve. People are going to be on the New Jersey Turnpike going from point A to point B trying to get to Grandma's house. And they're going to have to stop and get gas. So those gas stations are going to be open as a convenience for the travelers on those highways. Chick-fil-A made a bid to service New York Turnpikes, New York Expressways, where they have these rest stops. And if New York wants to require anyone who operates on their highways as a convenience for their travelers, I think they have a right to do it. Chick-fil-A made the choice. If Chick-fil-A didn't want to abide by New York regulations about those rest stops, then they shouldn't have bid to serve chicken, you know, chicken nuggets and chicken sandwiches at at New York turnpikes. So I think Lindsey Graham's way off base here. And I wanted to use that story as an example of how people don't pay attention to the details. So next, I want to swerve into something that it seems that we already have too many lawyers in this country. But suddenly, I think everybody thinks they're a lawyer. Well, guess what? I is a lawyer. So you know what I want to talk about? How stupid the Colorado State Supreme Court is and what they're doing taking Donald Trump off the ballot. But I'll tell you the truth about that. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael, Michael to 33103. Hang tight. That Colorado Supreme Court case. Yeah, you knew it was coming. That's next.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. Your home, your equity is at risk. This invisible threat is house stealing. From FBI crime stories, and I quote, "Con artists pick a house. It can be a vacation home, rental property, or the home someone is living in right now. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Once this step is complete, they take out loans using your home as collateral. They can even sell your home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Agent Jed A., who lives in New Jersey. So that tells you all you need to know about this listener of mine, this friend of mine. Mike or Michael, blah, 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 blah. Any other tasks you need me to complete today? Yeah, I don't know. I haven't gotten your Christmas present yet. Where's your Christmas present? Yeah, I'm waiting on that. You could be like Goober number 1375 that says, Michael, Merry Christmas and a safe flight this afternoon. Also remember, it's Festivus for the rest of us. Yes, the airing of grievances. Maybe that's why I came in today, because I wanted to air my grievances. And I got a grievance with the Colorado Supreme Court. And I got a grievance with a lot of things today. I got a grievance with people who like to practice law that have never in their entire lifetime taken a constitutional law class. They've never practiced constitutional law. They've never tried a constitutional law case in federal court. They've never had to write articles or papers or briefs about constitutional issues. They never have to do anything, but by golly, they're on Twitter and they're on Facebook and they're everywhere pointing out how blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, really? If you want to get a taste of that, go back a couple of days on my Twitter timeline. In fact, go follow me on Twitter, at Michael Brown USA. Go do that right now. And go see some of the arguments I had with some of the... And I don't know why I do it. I don't know why I do it, because I know I'm arguing with idiots. And I'm arguing with people who have no freaking idea what they're talking about. And why I do it, I have no clue. But let's get to the Colorado Supreme Court. I want to give you a little bit of background about the Supreme Court in Colorado, for those of you who are fortunate to live in another state, with maybe the exception of, oh, I don't know, California, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, Agent Jed A., let's see, Georgia, you know, some of the other crap-hole states around the country. Now I've pissed off listeners that listen to those states. But you know what? Call somebody that cares. So when the Colorado four, now let's remember, let's think about this. Four of our seven, because I live in Colorado, four of our seven Supreme Court justices ruled to remove former President Trump from Colorado's 2024 GOP primary ballot. They were Justices Monica Marquez, William Hood III, Richard L. Gabriel, and Melissa Hart. Those four held that former President Trump had instigated an insurrection against the United States and was therefore constitutionally disqualified from holding office under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Now, draw a line under that, Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, because we're going to get to that in a minute, because a lot of people seem to have the wrong idea about the 14th Amendment, and in particular, Section 3. In fact, I was so happy I got, this is again on my Twitter timeline, I said something about the 14th Amendment, and somebody came right at me and said, oh, can you cite that Supreme Court case to bolster your argument? Now, honestly, I wasn't paying much attention, and I thought they were like, yeah, we'll show him, show us the case. So I cited the case, and the response was, oh, thank you, because I'm a teacher. I teach government in high school, and people are asking about this, and I needed some backup. So I was happy to give the backup. Now, the other three justices, including the Chief Justice, all dissented from this radical opinion. Now, in late 2020, just to give you a little taste of the Colorado Supreme Court, the entire judicial system in Colorado was rocked by accusations of sexual harassment against female court employees. But state law shields judges from public discipline, with detailed accusations almost never becoming public unless they eventually become part of a public court hearing. But what we do know is that between 2010 and 2019, Colorado judges were disciplined 51 times. These are judges. These are people who sit in judgment of other people, including sexual harassment cases. Colorado is a hellhole of bullcrap. 51 times, judges were disciplined. The offenses ranged from failing to issue timely rulings to engaging in sexual relations with court employees. But here's the deal, man, as Biden would say. The Colorado Commission on Judicial Discipline hears, on average, 200 complaints about judicial officers a year, and 90% of those are dismissed. Now, they may or may not be legitimate, but that does seem extraordinarily high to me. Now, sometimes those are complaints are because, well, the judge decided against me and I'm innocent and he put me in prison. Well, you know, Bucko, maybe you're a thug and you should be in prison. Let's go through some of these justices. Monica Marquez, as well as her three other colleagues, is a graduate of an elite American law school. She got her undergraduate degree from Stanford, and she got her Juris Doctor's, her law degree, from Yale. Her appointment to the Colorado Supreme Court was, again, a checking of the box. It made her both the first woman of Hispanic heritage and the first gay person to serve on the Supreme Court. She's a dyed-in-the-wool progressive. She was appointed by a dyed-in-the-wool progressive governor, Bill Ritter, in 2010. So, prior to her appointment, she served as president of the Colorado LGBT Bar Association. She was on the Denver Mayor's LGBT Commission. And while she's actually been probably less politically active as a member of the Supreme Court, in 2008, she did make contributions to, Barack Obama's victorious campaign for president. So you know where she's coming from. You know her background. You know her mindset. Justice William Hood. There's an Obama connection here. Now, Hood wasn't active politically prior to joining the bench in 2014. He was appointed by then-Governor John Hickenlooper, who is now a U.S. senator, who's one of the most doofus senators that I've ever known in my entire life. I've known John Hickenlooper since he was the mayor of Denver. And he's a doofus. Hood got his law degree from the University of Virginia. And when the Colorado Supreme Court accepted the resignation of a county district judge, and that county district judge was censured for actually exhibiting racial bias. Yeah, that's Colorado's judicial system. Justice Hood noted that the censure did not mean that all of the judge's rulings were invalid. He wrote, "Only when a judge was actually biased will we question the reliability of the proceeding's result." But wait a minute. She was censured for exhibiting racial bias. That should call into question all of her decisions. But Justice Hood... No, big deal. Oh, by the way, Justice Hood served as a counsel to the Democrat National Committee during the 2008 convention. Yeah. Coming up next, the next one. Oh, wait to hear what he's accused of. So we begin with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael 33103. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
The people of Israel are still gripped by war. Even now, with threats of rocket attacks from Hezbollah into northern Israel, the Fellowship is preparing thousands of emergency food boxes for Jewish families. Go to protectisraelnow.org. That's protectisraelnow.org. President and CEO of the Fellowship, Yael Eckstein.
There is a time for prayer with our hands and a time for prayer with our feet. And this is a time for both. And it's never been more urgent. I'm asking you to continue to do everything you can.
A $45 year-end donation to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews this holiday season will help rush life-saving supplies to needy Jews, including food, medicines, trauma care for children, rebuilding homes, support to soldiers, and much more. Go to protectisraelnow.org. That's protectisraelnow.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The Colorado Democrat Party, as well as Democrats for Office, after his appointment to the Colorado Court of Appeals by then-Governor Ritter, Gabrielle's political activity stopped. But he's been accused of workplace sexual harassment. You can find it in, you can find the story in the Denver Post. But we won't know anything, any of the details, because the Colorado judicial system keeps it all secret, because we can't know about judges, which is interesting. Because then how do we know when we do a retention ballot about whether they should stay on the court or not? How do we know the truth about them? And then you have Melissa Hart. This is one of the most fascinating persons in terms of those four who voted to take Trump off the ballot. She is the granddaughter of Archibald Cox. Does that name ring a bell? He was a Watergate prosecutor. Hart also clerked for Bill Clinton appointee Guido Calabresi, and both her and Gabrielle were named in a 2018 Equal Opportunity Commission complaint filed by Michelle Brown, a black woman who was over the age of 60 at the time. Brown alleged that she was passed over for employment with the court by a six-person hiring committee, including this justice, in favor of a younger, less experienced white woman. Now, that case, to be completely objective, was ultimately dismissed. But nonetheless, you know, aren't we supposed to believe them? I thought we were supposed to believe her. She graduated from Harvard University. Now, whether she engaged in plagiarism or not, I don't know, which seems to be the thing at Harvard right now. She, too, was appointed by Governor Hickenlooper back in 2017. And during that time, before she made her appointment, she made a bunch of contributions to both Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton's presidential campaigns. So there you have it. That's the Colorado Supreme Court. Those are the justices who voted to take Trump off the ballot. Now, let's get to their argument. Let's talk about procedure for a moment. So this was a 4-3 decision. The three other liberal, and I do mean they're as liberal as these four, the Colorado Supreme Court is a liberal Supreme Court. But three of them, being the liberals that they are, said, no, 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 no. This is way off base. There is no constitutional basis for this. And so they dissented. But the four who voted to take him off, voted to take him off based on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. everybody seems to know what this says. And most of the ones that say, oh, yeah, this is, you know, this, they're absolutely right. Trump engaged in an insurrection. They shouldn't, you know, you have, that tells me you have not read Section 3. Let's read together. Open your notebooks. Google 14th Amendment text. Got it? All right. Now go to scroll down, go to Section 3. Class, read along with me. Here we go. No person shall be a senator or representative in Congress or elector of president and vice president. So far, you can't be a senator or a congressman, nor can you be an elector of the president and vice president, or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or under any state, who, having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress or as an officer of the United States, now remember that one, because that's the key, or as an officer of the United States, or as a member of any state legislature, well, that doesn't apply, or as an executive or judicial officer of any state, so that doesn't apply. So anyone who's taken an oath to support the Constitution of the United States, who shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same, or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. But Congress may, by a vote of two-thirds of each House, remove any such disability. The President of the United States is not an officer of the United States. So nowhere in Section 3 is the President of the United States or a former President of the United States mentioned. But everybody seems to think that it is. So how can I make the claim that indeed, oh, wait a minute, you're wrong. The President of the United States is not an officer as described in the 14th Amendment. Well, it's pretty easy. Because in a decision, let me pull up the decision. Because I want to quote it to you verbatim. Hang on. I should have had it right here, but I didn't have it with me. Colorado X. Delta, I don't want to talk about Delta yet. Where is it? I'll find it eventually here. Anyway, the Supreme Court of the United States has ruled that officer does not include the presidency. If you read it, nowhere in there does it say the presidency. The Supreme Court, let me see if I got this here. I'm sorry. I'm trying to pull up the case. It's Public versus something, in which the court said specifically that the president is not, that an officer of the United States means anyone like a cabinet member, like I was, like the Undersecretary of Homeland Security. I would be an officer of the United States, so the 14th Amendment would apply to me. But it does not apply to the presidency. That's what the Supreme Court said. So what the Colorado Supreme Court did is they said, we don't care what the U.S. Supreme Court said. I think this case was back in 2010. So it's way before Trump. And they said the 14th Amendment does not apply. But everybody seems to think that it does. But it's actually worse than that. The court majority, by using this, what is really truly a long dormant provision in Section 3, often called the Disqualification Clause, that Disqualification Clause was written after the Civil War to bar former Confederate members from serving in the U.S. Congress. Why? What's the history behind that? Well, stay tuned. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. When we get back, let's go back to December 1865. That's the history. I'll be right back.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
With so many mesothelioma lawyers, how do you choose the right firm for you and your family? I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan, and here's my advice to you. Do your research. Results matter. Reputation matters. Last year alone, our team recovered over $1 billion for our clients. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call us now, as the time to file a claim may be limited.
Call 800-602-2200. That's 800-602-2200. Call now.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Yeah, someone texted me about all of the chicanery that went on about the 14th Amendment. There is a storied history of the 14th Amendment and whether it was actually even properly adopted or not. But regardless of whether you want to buy that argument or not, irrespective of anything that's happened in the past, it is now embedded into the U.S. Constitution. And so we have to take it for what it says. So I found the case. I couldn't find my note. So the case that I was talking about is Free Enterprise Fund versus Public Accounting Oversight Board. It's a 2010 case. Justice Roberts wrote the majority opinion in which he said this: the people do not vote for the, quote, officers of the United States. Rather, quote, officers of the United States are appointed exclusively pursuant to Article 2, Section 2 procedures. The president, who is an elected official, is not an officer of the United States. So, therefore, Section 3 does not apply. Here's what a truncated history of the 14th Amendment is. Alexander Stevens, who was at one time the vice president of the Confederacy, in December of 1865, a lot of people in D.C. were shocked because he was going to take the same oath that he took before joining the Confederacy. They actually engaged in an insurrection. They seceded from the Union. We killed each other over it. Guns, cannons, knives, bayonets, slitting of throats, everything you can imagine. Go to Gettysburg sometime. That's an insurrection. January 6th was a riot. So after an insurrection in which, Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, in which this country was literally torn apart and American families were split and Americans killed Americans, here was a former vice president of that Confederacy about to take an oath of office to become a member of the United States Congress. Hundreds of thousands of us had just died after all these states seceded into their own separate nation. It had its own army, its own navy, it had its own foreign policy, it even had its own money. So that's when Congress declared that Congress could bar those who have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. That's why you have the wording of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Because Congress declared that it could bar those who have engaged in insurrection or rebellion. And it was aimed at officers, members of the Senate, members of Congress, and electors of the presidency and the vice presidency. Not those individuals who are or become the president or the vice president. Because they're not officers. And they're not electors. They're not senators. I mean, by the process of deduction, it's nowhere in there. And that gets us back to January 6th. This political decision by the Colorado Supreme Court is an attempt to get everybody to focus on, January 6th was an insurrection. This, again, is the bastardization of the English language. January 6th was not an insurrection. No bombs, no gun. Well, the guns that we did have were on the other side. U.S. Capitol Police, uniformed and plain clothes. There were no armies. There were no navies. There was no Air Force. Nobody, no F-16s flying over that. Someone that was a F-16 pilot, an F-35 pilot, or any other, nobody took over an aircraft carrier. Nobody took over any subs. There was no insurrection. There were a bunch of rioters. But the Democrats, and quite frankly, those opposed to Trump, and I'm not putting myself in the Trump camp, I'm just saying those opposed to Trump, those people want you to believe that January 6th was an insurrection. Because only with an insurrection do they have any, even a political basis on which to try to keep Trump out of office. And then they turn that political basis, because you can argue, hey, you can't argue that Trump engaged in an insurrection, but you can argue that Trump, did Trump encourage the riot? Well, you can make that argument if you want to. I could counter that by saying Trump came out and told them to, hey, stop that and go home. Could he have done it sooner? Yes. But everything on January 6th was everything that you might want it to be, except an insurrection. The Justice Department, that is doing everything they can to keep Donald Trump tied up in court, Jack Smith, threw every possible charge at Trump in two indictments, but even he, who wants to somehow kill Trump through lawfare, he never believed that he had a sufficient basis to charge Trump with incitement or insurrection. It all goes back to January 6th, and it all goes back to the idea of January 6th was an insurrection. The other problem with this case out of Colorado, and again, this, I don't want to get in the weeds in terms of constitutional law, but there's no limiting principle. It puts this country on a slippery slope where red and blue states can now engage we're going to come and get you, or, we're going to, Republicans, or we're going to do this to Democrats. I've already heard that. We ought to do this to Biden. No. This is insanity. The U.S. Supreme Court needs to overturn this 9-0. Even the liberal justices need to say, this is wrong. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
The people of Israel are still gripped by war. Even now, with threats of rocket attacks from Hezbollah into northern Israel, the Fellowship is preparing thousands of emergency food boxes for Jewish families. Go to protectisraelnow.org. That's protectisraelnow.org. President and CEO of the Fellowship, Yael Eckstein.
There's a time for prayer with our hands and a time for prayer with our feet. And this is a time for both. And it's never been more urgent. I'm asking you to continue to do everything you can.
A $45 year-end donation to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews this holiday season will help rush life-saving supplies to needy Jews, including food, medicines, trauma care for children, rebuilding homes, support to soldiers, and much more. Go to protectisraelnow.org. That's protectisraelnow.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The United Nations says more than 500,000 people in Gaza are starving now. Israel's bombardment and siege on the territory is now into its 11th week. Of course, the Israeli attack is all a response to the Hamas October 7th attack that killed more than 1,000 Israelis. Hamas dedicated to using its own civilians as human shields and tried to eradicate the Jewish state. Israel says it's fighting for its survival. Author Daniel Gordis says for many Palestinians, the war really has nothing to do with independence.
Nothing to do with a desire for a Palestinian state and everything to do with the slaughtering of Jews.
Clem Boyd, an executive with Infinity Concepts, a Christian public relations agency based in Pittsburgh, is just back from a trip to Israel.
There's fortitude and resilience. They have hope. We visited Rambam Hospital. They built three floors underground so they can care for patients.
And Boyd told the Jerusalem news site AllIsrael.com that Israelis have great faith in their country's future. President Biden joined his wife, First Lady Jill Biden, on Friday for a Christmas season visit to Children's National Hospital to meet young patients and their families.
I'll see you hopefully before next Christmas. But next Christmas I see you. Maybe I'll see you at the White House.
And the First Lady read the children "Twas the Night Before Christmas" as the President waved and flashed smiles at the children and their family members. He also thanked the hospital staff for their work. The holiday travel rush hit its peak on Friday. Stacy Brito had no problem catching her flight at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport.
It wasn't crowded at all. It took 30 minutes to get through TSA and everything. It was pretty quick. It's weird. Because Christmas is in 4 days.
And some good news from the airlines this year. They have canceled just 1.2% of U.S. flights. That's the lowest rate in 5 years. More from townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Millions of Americans may be hoping to see snow falling on Christmas Day this year, but Donna Warder reports with mild weather in the forecast for much of the country, those dreams may never materialize.
Are you dreaming of a white Christmas? Judah Cohen of Verisk Atmospheric and Environmental Research says snow is expected to come for Christmas Eve for parts of Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, and possibly Minnesota.
There will be a little bit of a buildup of snow, so some people will be get their dream, their wish, and get a white Christmas, you know, right at the last minute there. But most of the country will be have a brown Christmas.
The National Weather Service says although there likely won't be a white Christmas for much of the U.S., at least the weather will be favorable for most people who have travel plans. I'm Donna Warder.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. An influential policing think tank is pushing law enforcement agencies to change the way they handle body camera footage after police shootings. Lisa Dwyer has the details.
Following a police shooting incident, the Police Executive Research Forum says officers should not be able to review video before making their first statements to investigators. They also urge departments to have clear policies on the release of video footage to the public. Of the 127 agencies the group reviewed, only 14% had specific policies for releasing body cam footage of critical incidents. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A congressional oversight committee has launched an investigation into the V-22 Osprey program. That follows a deadly crash in Japan that left 8 Air Force Special Operations Service members dead. The entire Osprey fleet remains grounded following that crash on November 29th. You'll find more of these stories at townhall.com.
spot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Christmas Eve, everybody. For those of you that don't believe, I get a kick out of I understand that radio is theater of the mind. And I understand that many of you may believe that I'm not really here today. But I really am here today. As I said earlier, and I don't know why, I just find this funny. That's why I'm talking about it. Is somebody sent me a text message and said, hey, you're really not live today. And then I looked at the timestamp. And it was at 10:08 a.m. on Saturday, December 28th. I'm sorry, Saturday, December 23rd, the day that I'm actually broadcasting right now. And it was at 10:08 a.m. because I'm in the Mountain Time Zone, even though the program is technically from noon to 3 East Coast time. So I wrote that listener back, I wrote that goober back and said, aha. But and as I said last hour, how would I know? How would I know if I had pre-recorded this, how would I know that a text was going to come in at 10:08 a.m. and claim that I wasn't live? It's like the old trick of holding up, you know, you're a hostage and you're holding up the newspaper from today. Of course, you'd have to go find a newspaper, which might be hard to do. But once you found the newspaper, you'd hold it up. So trust me, I'm live today. And I'm live today, and I feel like I'm in a hurry. Because we had to change our flight plans because of a snowstorm coming into Colorado, which is another proof that I'm live. And so we changed our flight from early Christmas Eve to late Christmas Eve Eve. So as soon as the program's over, I'm rushing out to Denver International to jump on a flight to Phoenix. Rules of engagement real quickly. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. You'll find the affiliates. You'll find the bio. You'll find my personal website. You'll find the podcast. And remember on the podcast, subscribe and search for this, The Situation with Michael Brown. Whatever podcast app you use, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. I sincerely appreciate you subscribing to the podcast because that's something else that Nielsen looks at, so it's important to us. Plus, I just like the idea that you're listening to me all the time. And you get all the weekday program plus the weekend program. One other thing that I just want to mention because I really do want to invite my national audience, and that is we're doing a tour in April. We're going to go to Italy, and we're going to eat our way up and down the Amalfi Coast. If you're interested in that tour, that's easy to find also. Go to michaelbrowntour.com. Go check it out, michaelbrowntour.com. It's incredibly reasonably priced, and it's 12 days of just eating great Italian food. So start your diet now. Gavin Newsom, one of my favorite governors, he tweeted this out. Let's see, do I have the timestamp on it? Yeah, this was yesterday at 7:37 a.m. Gavin Newsom tweeted this. A judge has decided that guns should be allowed at our playgrounds, places of worship, hospitals, or libraries. This should serve as a wake-up call for everyone, he says. Well, it woke me up, but not for the reason Gavin Newsom thinks. He says that right-wing judges are going to continue to do the bidding of the NRA, no matter what state you live in. This is exactly why we need to pass a constitutional amendment to keep Americans safe from gun violence. You know, here's what I mean this sincerely. Here's what I love about Gavin Newsom. He tells you what he's really thinking. He's not, kind of on the periphery of the Second Amendment. He's not kind of just, well, you know, we all just pass. No. He doesn't want to just pass a law. He wants to amend the Constitution. He wants to abolish the Second Amendment. This is exactly why we need to pass a constitutional amendment to keep Americans safe from gun violence. He wants to outlaw guns, and he wants to eviscerate, he wants to repeal the Second Amendment. Thank you, Gavin Newsom, for telling the truth. Except you did lie. You know, when you said that a judge had decided that guns should be allowed at our playgrounds, our places of worship, our hospitals, or libraries? Well, guess what? In California, if you have a lawfully issued concealed carry permit, you can already do that. Let's go to the Los Angeles Times. A new California law that would bar licensed gun holders from carrying their firearms into an array of public places will not go into full effect on January 1 as scheduled because a federal judge blocked major parts of it as unconstitutional this past Wednesday. The bill was Senate Bill 2. It was a slate of new gun control measures passed this year by the California Democrats in response to two things. And again, I got to give credit to the LA Times. At least they're telling the truth. This is why California passed this law. And it's also why this federal judge said, well, wait a minute. This is way overreaching. Democrats in California were upset. Now, first, let's remember, what does the Second Amendment say? Oh, yeah, that's right. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The shall not be infringed seems to be pretty clear language to me. But let's think about what Gavin Newsom is worried about. Gavin Newsom is worried about, let me pull this tweet up again. He's worried about playgrounds, places of worship, hospitals, or libraries. Has any lawful gun owner, concealed carrying or not, can you give me any specific examples of a lawful gun owner lawfully using a gun in self-defense or to protect his life or her life or someone else's, used a gun on a playground, a place of worship, a hospital, or a library? Huh? Oh, I'll wait. I got time. Or later on, you can text me. Text the word Michael to 33103. Cite me the incident in California where someone lawfully used a gun at a playground, a place of worship, a hospital, or a library. But here's an even more interesting question. And you can probably find this. I haven't looked because I don't care. I bet you could find me, if you looked, somewhere in the beautiful state of California. You could find someone who unlawfully used a gun at a playground, unlawfully used a gun in a church, unlawfully used a gun in a hospital, or unlawfully used a gun in a library. But the difference is, those are criminals. And those criminals exist whether there is a constitutional amendment or not. Let me think. Let me think if I can find an example of where a country has outlawed guns, yet, let's say maybe a student decided to take a handgun and decided to start shooting Prague. And I'm not talking about, I think there's a Prague, Pennsylvania, I'm not sure. I know there's a Prague, Oklahoma. I'm not talking about any of those. I'm talking about, that Prague over in Europe. Yeah. huh, it's kind of funny how criminals always seem to get guns. It's funny how we continue to have murders even though we have laws against murder. So what does the LA Times have to tell us? Stay tuned, because I find it fascinating. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. I get really wound up about this, about any time somebody like Gavin Newsom finally tells the freaking truth and says, you know what, we need a constitutional amendment. That stupid Second Amendment, we got to get rid of it. Let's think about that rationally. I'll be right back.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. DinoVite. It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Want to know how to get the same cell coverage for up to half the cost? Well, instead of spending a fortune building and maintaining their own cell phone towers, Consumer Cellular just pays to use the same towers as the largest carriers and passes the savings on to you. Pretty smart, huh? Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5 GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Whether you're born country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade. At historic Haas Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country-covered wagon or the mighty Haas Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Haas Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichaasfarms.com or simply head out to Haas Farms and yell, Merry Christmas! They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Haas.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salutes to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
We'll be right back.
Hey, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I really do appreciate you doing that. You know, let me start saying this. You know, we're reaching the end of the year, and we're reaching, I mean, obviously, Christmas is coming up on Monday. I'm personally very excited to be flying down to Arizona after the program today. My wife and I are going to go see our daughter and her son and our little four-year-old granddaughter that turns five right after Christmas, like January 4th or 5th. I forget which day is her birthday. Don't tell anybody I said I forget which day it is. But I can't wait to do it. We had Christmas with our children here in Colorado a few days ago. And I'm reminded just how lucky I am to not only be able to do what I do, but to have a loving family and to be able to see them and to enjoy them and do it on this one of the holiest of Christian holidays. So I want to say to all of you who listen to this program that I consider all of you as listeners, goobers as I call you, I really do sincerely appreciate you listening, and I sincerely appreciate, you know, your text messages and your emails and your tweets and your follows on all of my social media platforms. I sincerely do appreciate that. You know, when Premier came to me and asked me if I wanted to do this show, I jumped at it. I jumped at it because I had talked to the previous host, who's a friend of mine. I talked to Joe about the audience, and he had told me what a great audience it is, and he was absolutely right. And you have, some of you will take this offensively. That's fine. You have far exceeded my expectations. Not that I had low expectations. You've just far exceeded my expectations. And so I want to just say sincerely Merry Christmas to all of you. And I'll talk to you before the new year too, because I'm going to be live on the Saturday before New Year's. So we'll be live next Saturday also. That's how much I love this program and how much I love this audience. So back to Gavin Newsom and the Supreme Court. In the decision to block this California bill, Senate Bill 2, the federal judge, who is a George W. Bush appointee, says that the California law's coverage is sweeping, repugnant to the Second Amendment, and, to me, the most important thing he said, openly defiant of the Supreme Court. Absolutely, he's right. It is defiant of the Supreme Court. And why is that? It's because the California Rifle and Pistol Association had sued to block the law, and Judge Carney, granting the first injunction to do so, will allow the case to continue through the court system, but the law will be blocked until it reaches its final destination, which may or may not be the U.S. Supreme Court. It could be the appellate courts. It could die right here in the federal district court. But I do think it'll make it to the appellate courts. The reason it's so important is this. In 2022, the Supreme Court ruled in a case called New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin. It's commonly known as the Bruin case. That case said that New York, so see, it's always California and New York. Now it's becoming Colorado. That New York's law that limited a person from carrying concealed pistols in public was unconstitutional, and that the Second Amendment provides the right to do so. That's the U.S. Supreme Court. And that ruling has made a fundamental impact on federal control of states' gun laws. Now, this is not the first California gun control law that Gavin Newsom has signed that a federal judge has shot down. Last year, in 2022, Newsom attempted to making it to try to, you know, they go at it every way they can. And the other thing that Newsom did was he tried to make it financially difficult to fight California gun laws by passing or signing a bill. He didn't pass it, by signing a bill that would have made it just almost financially impossible for anyone to challenge the Second Amendment regulation. They'd have to win every one of their claims, or else they would have to pay the government's legal fees. It's insanity. Then District Judge Roger Benitez called the fee-shifting provisions abhorrent, to which Newsom responded happily. I want to thank Judge Benitez. We've been saying all along that Texas anti-abortion law is outrageous. Judge Benitez just confirmed it is also unconstitutional. Well, you can call it, you can say whatever you want to, Governor. But calling the latest ruling from Judge Carney repugnant, again saying defying common sense, that this ruling outrageously calls California's data-backed gun safety efforts repugnant? What is repugnant is this ruling, says Newsom, which greenlights the proliferation of guns in our hospitals, libraries, and children playgrounds, spaces which should be safe for all. Isn't it funny how those spaces have to be safe for everyone? But your home, the streets, downtown L.A., South Central L.A., I don't care. Pick any place in California. Pick any place in the country. It's not about your safety. If it was about your safety, we'd be shutting down the border. But we're not going to do that. We'll talk about that in a minute, too. The way they continue to come after guns is an attempt not to protect you. It's not an attempt to make you safe. Put on your tinfoil hat for a moment, because this is what it's really about. It is really about disarming you. And the old trite phrase is true, that if they disarm you, who's going to have the guns? Do you think the cartels that are infiltrating this country, do you think MS-13, do you think any gang that relies on firearms is going to be like, oh, okay, well, you know, they passed the law. They've outlawed guns. So, guys, you know what? Let's all go to New Mexico, as the governor of New Mexico tried to do. Let's do a gun buyback. Let's all get gift cards. And then we all go buy mama, you know, some presents. No, that ain't going to happen. You know it. I know it. And the really sick thing is Gavin Newsom knows it. They don't give a rat's ass about your safety. They care about control and having power. And that's the struggle this country is in today. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. People have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. Your home, your equity is at risk. This invisible threat is house stealing. From FBI crime stories, and I quote, "Con artists pick a house. It can be a vacation home, rental property, or the home someone is living in right now. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Once this step is complete, they take out loans using your home as collateral. They can even sell your home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixins. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Elle. Join me and my good friends and co-hosts Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show Ask Elle right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Well, for whatever reason, you're listening to Lincoln with Michael Brown, but I do appreciate you doing it. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com. And while you're there, be sure and check the social media icons and follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Go do that right now. You're not doing anything else. Go do it right now. Come on. That'd be a nice Christmas present for me. Just follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Back in 2020, God, it seems like just yesterday when I think about the story. But back in 2020, the New York Times published an editorial by Tom Cotton. I think he's the senior senator from Arkansas. I'm not sure. Tom Cotton in that editorial. It's an editorial, so it's his opinion. And it's on the editorial page. You don't have to agree with it. You can disagree with it. You can just ignore it if you want to. Nobody's forcing you to read it. But he called for a show of force in response to the Black Lives Matter riots that had cost more than 24 lives and had cost billions of dollars in damage all across the country. Now, Cotton's viewpoint was indeed conservative. But apparently, if you say something conservative, all of the fragile young leftists in the New York Times newsroom, caused an uproar. And all these little weenies in the New York Times newsroom went to the editor and just demanded a mea culpa. And so the New York Times apologized for publishing an opinion that was actually supported by, according to polls, at least 58% of Americans, and an opinion that was written by a U.S. senator. It wasn't just some Joe Schmo talk show host on Saturday talking to you that wrote the editorial in the New York Times. It was a United States senator. And again, I don't care whether you agree with it or disagree with it. Isn't that the purpose of an editorial page? Is to offer opinions? In fact, to offer maybe some opinions that go against what your newspaper believes? Michael, you think newspapers have biases? Damn right I do. And if you don't think so, you haven't read the Denver Post versus, say, the Denver Gazette. Or, if you live here long enough, like I have, the Rocky Mountain News, God bless its soul, versus the Denver Post. So the New York Times apologized. But that wasn't enough, because it's never enough to apologize if you're on the conservative side. Because days later, that editor, James Bennett, submitted his resignation. Think about that. You're the editor of the New York Times, and a bunch of little dim-witted, nit-witted reporters are offended by something that's on the editorial page. Now, the last time I checked, reporters, news reporters, have nothing to do with the editorial page, nor vice versa. But not at the New York Times. Apparently, there's no wall between the reporters and the editorial page. They're probably all sharing the same little cubicle. They probably can share a cubicle because that's probably about how many people are left working at the New York Times. You know, the lesson of this is never allow a Republican viewpoint to land on a page of your newspaper where somebody might read it. Even if you think you're doing good journalism by offering a countervailing opinion. You know, when you think about the New York Times apology, they never said what standards were lacking in Senator Cotton's editorial. Now, I think it had something to do with Cotton's contention that the United States military could be lawfully and effectively deployed during times of great unrest. Now, personally, I happen to disagree with that. I think the U.S. military being used on American soil is something that ought to be done very sparingly, very carefully, and only in times of something catastrophic. Oh, like an invasion on the southern border. But I digress. Now, if you want to call out the National Guard, if you want to call out the National Guard because of riots, hallelujah. Maybe somebody would do that. So I'm not defending Tom Cotton's editorial. But you know what I really think Tom Cotton's major sin was? He was taking President Trump's side of an argument. I think that was the cardinal sin. So this editor, James Bennett, says he regretted his decision to allow Cotton's editorial to appear on the editorial page. You know what he said? He said that the essay fell short of our standards and should not have been published. But his groveling was too little too late. When they announced his departure, the news story that announced his departure was critical of his tenure as an editor. Huh. That seems to be editorializing to me. Seems to me that his resignation in a news story should have been that, oh, the editor resigned for whatever reasons in the story. But no, no, they had to be critical of it. So what's the message from that? That message to any fair-minded... I'm going to say it. The message to a fair-minded journalist at the New York Times is that if you dare give space to the other side, we're going to chase you out of the building. We're going to chase you out onto the streets of Manhattan. We're going to push you off into the Hudson River, or maybe the East River. It's dirtier. But now that was 2020. Now we're coming to the end of 2023. You should sometimes, as I do, subscribe to some of these liberal rags, because you'll find the most interesting stories. Because The Economist has a piece, and the headline, which caught my eye, because I do subscribe to The Economist so that you don't have to, says, "When the New York Times lost its way." Oh, I'm going to read that. Because if The Economist is going to tell me why the New York Times has lost its way, baby, you got my attention. And then I realized, oh, wait a minute. This is a story from James Bennett, the editor that resigned for publishing an opposition editorial, and now he's writing in The Economist when the New York Times lost its way. Now you really got my attention. In that editorial, he just blasts the New York Times leadership. But he gives us some insight into the fall from grace that the New York Times, the supposed paper of record, how it has lost all journalistic integrity. Bennett goes on to write that other New York Times reporters and staff members attacked his decision to publish Tom Cotton's piece out of concern that the public might be persuaded by Cotton's argument for this overwhelming show of force to disperse, detain, and ultimately deter lawbreakers. Now, again, I told you that I disagree with the use of the military to do that. But isn't that the purpose of an editorial? To stop and make you think about something? Well, here is Bennett in The Economist saying that his cardinal sin was, I put an editorial in there that people might actually agree with. Oh, so that's journalism in the 21st century. All the news that's fit to print, by the way, that's the New York Times motto. What's fit is nothing more than what they and the Democrat Party apparatus want you to know. Oh, I'm not done. He went on to criticize the publisher of the New York Times, A.G. Sulzberger, the guy that asked for his resignation back in 2020. James Bennett writes this: "The Times problem has metastasized from liberal bias to illiberal bias, from an inclination to favor one side of the national debate to an impulse to shut debate down altogether. Quote, all the empathy and humility in the world will not mean much against the pressures of intolerance and tribalism without an invaluable quality that Sulzberger did not emphasize." What was that invaluable quality? Courage. Courage. Now, Bennett is not a fan of Donald Trump. He's still not a fan of Republicans. But he says that since Adolph Oakes bought the paper in 1896, one of the most inspiring things that the New York Times has said about itself is that it does its work without fear or favor. He says that is not true of the institution today. It cannot be when its journalists are afraid to trust readers with a mainstream conservative argument such as Cotton's, and its leaders are afraid to say otherwise. Now, don't get me wrong. New York Times isn't going to change its ways. But we're entering a contentious political primary season. in which the Marxists on the left are going to circle the wagons to keep Donald Trump off the ballot and out of the White House. And for the left and for the New York Times, nothing is more important than that other than maybe just keeping any conservative or any Republican out of the White House. He is so spot on when he says that now they've gone from an inclination to favor one side of the national debate to an impulse to shut debate down altogether. Bingo. You see, if you look deep enough, you'll find that these Marxists tell you the truth about what the left is about. It's not about robust debate. It's about shutting you and me down. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
The people of Israel are still gripped by war. Even now, with threats of rocket attacks from Hezbollah into northern Israel, the Fellowship is preparing thousands of emergency food boxes for Jewish families. Go to protectisraelnow.org. That's protectisraelnow.org. President and CEO of the Fellowship, Yael Eckstein.
There's a time for prayer with our hands and a time for prayer with our feet. And this is a time for both. And it's never been more urgent. I'm asking you to continue to do everything you can.
A $45 year-end donation to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews this holiday season will help rush life-saving supplies to needy Jews, including food, medicines, trauma care for children, rebuilding homes, support to soldiers, and much more. Go to protectisraelnow.org. That's protectisraelnow.org.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Reading Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichawsfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Really do appreciate you tuning in. Text the word Michael to 33103 and go to the website michaelsaysgohere.com. You know, I think if you, one of the most notable casualties, I probably should save this for next weekend, you know, a year in review kind of thing. We lost Jimmy Buffett. We lost Gordon Lightfoot. But I think one of the bigger casualties, other than the loss of those two great singers, was the president's continued insistence that he had never spoken to his son about any of his overseas dealings, despite the fact that he flew with him on Air Force Two, despite the fact that we have emails about it, despite the fact that we've gone from I never did business with my son to something about well, I never knew about my son's business to I didn't have any financial dealings with it. I mean, it just continues to shift. The denial that he never had anything to do, had never spoken. Remember, the original thing in the original debate was, I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. I've never spoken to him. And now that's evolved. Just like liberals always do. Everything just always evolves. And now they're playing all these word games. And now comes this revelation from, of all sources, NBC News. NBC News reports this. Joe Biden exchanged emails with his son Hunter's business associate 54 times while he was serving as vice president. And some of the messages were sent around the time the elder Biden was traveling to Ukraine and his son was working for a Ukrainian gas company, according to records released by House Republicans. Oh, that's NBC News. When the cabal starts, because I'm going to tie the cabal into a story next hour, too. When the cabal starts to say those kinds of things, you know you're in deep doo-doo. When it came time to actually comment about this, the cat got their tongues. But one of the spokespeople pointed to statements by House Democrats that Hunter Biden's business associate, Eric Schreiren, worked as Joe Biden's financial advisor from 2009 to 2017 and helped him file his tax returns. Oh, okay. So did he also help Hunter Biden file his tax returns? Because those tax returns did not get filed. Why is this even important? Why does this even remain a story? Well, first and foremost, you got the president lying, to which many people would say, yeah, okay, so it's a day ending and why? But it's deeper than that. When you have the vice president of the United States, and in his portfolio, his boss, Barack Obama, has said, I want you to handle Ukraine. And Joe Biden says, okay, great. You know, it's like telling Kamala Harris, you know, part of your portfolio is the border. Well, she doesn't go to the border, but Joe Biden actually goes to Ukraine. But why does he go to Ukraine? Oh, because his son's on the board of a gas company that needs help because they're being investigated. So the vice president goes over and threatens to withhold foreign aid, your dollars, from Ukraine unless they fire the prosecutor. And he comes back, and in front of the Council on Foreign Relations, he brags about having done it. Quid pro quo. Collusion. You know, every time that they blame you or me or conservatives or Republicans about something, and we know that it's not true, what are they doing? They're simply projecting. In this case, they're projecting like they did with Trump about all the Russian collusion while they actually were doing it, while they actually had been doing it. But let me throw cold water on everything. What do you think Republicans will do about it? You see, there's a point where I begin to think, and this is what happens when you take a week off. You actually stop and you really do deep dive into your brain about where's this all going? Do you think the Republicans, I know they've voted and they have the impeachment inquiry and they've got the committee and they've got the ability now to issue subpoenas, but let's just stop right there for a moment. They issued a subpoena to Hunter Biden, and Eric Swalwell, in collusion with Hunter Biden, defied a congressional subpoena. Now, other people, just ordinary people like you and me, who have defied congressional subpoenas, have gone to jail, have been found guilty of crimes. Do you think in this season of giving that the Republicans will give us anything? You see, I may come here and point out how someone like the former editor of the New York Times, you know, capitulates to the mob in the newsroom of the New York Times because he dared publish an opinion that they disagreed with. And so they chop his head off. And then he comes back and attacks the New York Times and tells us the truth about it. What do we do? Seriously think. What do conservatives do? What do Republicans do? Do you think that, for example, I keep hearing that Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, well, we're doing serious negotiations about the border because the border's gotten really out of hand. And, you know, we got these record numbers and something has to be done. You'll hear some sound bites about that in the next hour. They're already, you know, I don't begrudge them being gone for Christmas. But they've been gone for a couple of weeks. And they'll be gone for a couple more weeks. You think anything's really happening? I'll be right back.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. Your home, your equity is at risk. This invisible threat is house stealing. From FBI crime stories, and I quote, "Con artists pick a house. It can be a vacation home, rental property, or the home someone is living in right now. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Once this step is complete, they take out loans using your home as collateral. They can even sell your home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.